The hour, and joining me live in studio today from the community of Fairview is Emily Martin. Good morning, Emily. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Absolutely. Appreciate you coming in. So this is kind of a cool project that you've tackled for this summer.
Sure.
Fundraiser for the Box H Park, which is kind of that historic landmark in the community of Fairview. And you've got these community cookbooks that you've been selling to help with some fundraising efforts for the park. So let's go back to the very beginning. Emily, tell us how this idea came about and how it all began.
Okay. Well, my husband and I both grew up in Star Valley, and while venturing out in the world, we were gone for about 10 years for education and gaining some work experience. And we came across some really amazing parks that had some great equipment. And so fast forward to moving back to the Valley in 2015, we were surprised to see that the playground equipment that we played on in elementary was now at the Box H Park in Fairview. And so kind of at that moment, I decided that I was going to add to my bucket list that I wanted to get new playground equipment for the park. And so just like everything else, playground equipment is ridiculously expensive. And the Box H is not a part of a tax district, and so it is completely run on donations. And in order to qualify for grants, most of them require you to have your own funds. And so to start off, I just decided that I needed to raise a significant amount of money so that we could apply for these grants. And because we needed that money, we have to have that in our pocket. And
sure.
So we needed to create something. And the only way that I knew how to raise money was to create a cookbook. A few years ago, well, more than that, I wish we were that young. It was a little while before that, a little longer. I created a cookbook for a youth camp fundraiser. I was really happy with the publishing company that I used, and the cookbook sold really well. And so I hoped this would be a similar experience. So I recruited my friend, neighbor, and community member, amazing artist, Michelle Heiner, to create the artwork for the cookbook. And I told her that I wanted to include parts of the community history and then also to capture where we're at as a community in 2022. And so she worked on the artwork, and then I went to work recruiting the community to collect the recipes.
So tell us more about the artwork that's on it, because it's got some current buildings, some of the old historical buildings on the cover. Tell us how this all came together with her.
So Michelle just kind of drove around Fairview looking for, some of our historic buildings that are there. A lot of people that grew up in the Valley will remember Sandy Bottoms. That's a deep swim hole that's out in Fairview. A lot of community members were baptized there if you had a summer birthday. And so that's included in it. Of course, the F on the mountain. We've got, there used to be a brick kiln in Fairview actually originally. And so there's a lot of cool brick buildings that were, the brick came from that kiln. And so, the Box H is on it, a few historic houses and monuments, and, there's old churches and the old post offices. And, there've been three different post offices in Fairview. There's been four, churches. And so we kind of brought in some of the old and some of the current.
It's a very cool cover. It's got the mountains in the background. You can see both the different canyons, right? Spring Creek.
Yep.
And whatnot. So it's very cool. And so the recipes inside, there's a lot. Tell us about the process of gathering these up.
Yeah. So, we use social media and paper flyers, ask the community members to talk to their neighbors and help spread the word that we were collecting recipes. So during the month of April, we collected almost 850 recipes, and they're all from community members. And I was really blown away by the support of our community. They came together, and they really made this happen. So all of the recipes were entered online. And then after that process, then it took a month just to edit and to proof the recipes.
Wow. And how many are there?
So there's almost 850.
That's incredible. And I'm just kind of looking through that. In addition to the recipes, I mean, there's some cool little historical tidbits and stuff kind of scattered around in this as well. It's pretty neat.
Yeah, there's a lot of community history and connection. So there were some community members that submitted recipes in loving memory of a previous community member who's passed away. And so those details about those individuals are in there. It highlights, each chapter divider highlights the picture on the front and what each of those buildings were when they existed or if they're still standing and what their location was.
That's very cool. So these cookbooks are available. This is round two of the cookbook sales, if I'm not mistaken, right? You've already been through a couple of these.
Yeah. So we originally ordered 750 cookbooks. And I was not at all prepared that we were going to sell out in almost 2 weeks. And so, we ended up ordering another 750 and they're hot off the press, and ready to sell. And so, like I said before, they've got over 800 or almost 850 recipes, a lot of history and community connection, the amazing artwork, and they're in a plush padded 3-ring binder. So they're $25 and the proceeds go to the Box H for new playground equipment.
And they can be purchased at the community booth for Fairview this week at the fair?
Yeah, we're going to be there all week. And so we'll be there today through Saturday, 12 o'clock to 6:30. And that's at the community booth, in the community booth building that's on the east end of the fairgrounds.
Emily Martin in studio today. She's spearheading this fundraiser for the Box H Park. Emily, if someone can't make it to the fairgrounds this week, are there other ways that people can purchase a book or even make a donation?
Sure. So if anyone would like to just make a donation, we are so grateful for all the help that we're getting. Our Venmo account is at Fairview-BoxH. Also, if you can't make it and you would like us to ship a book to you, then if you would email us at fairviewboxh@gmail.com to make that request. And then we have an online form we'll send you. You can fill it out, submit your payment, and then we'll get those books sent out.
Very cool. So you've already been through over 700 of these. You have another 750 ready to roll. And this is great. Emily, what's it been like putting this together from concept and then just seeing the community jump right on board with this? It's got to have been a pretty cool experience.
It really has. This book is far superior than what I ever imagined or dreamed that it would be. In my mind, I was creating a similar book to what I did 10 years ago. And when this came together, when I held that first copy in my hand, I just was blown away. The neatest experience that I keep having over and over. So if you're coming to buy one, maybe keep this in mind. I have people show up to buy one. They walk out to their car and then they come back to buy another and then they'll leave. And then a couple days later, I see them and they buy a couple more. They're a great gift. And the quality of them is just far superior over any other community type cookbook
absolutely.
That you've seen before.
Yeah, absolutely. These are very cool. Well, this is awesome. Again, you can get those this week at the Lincoln County Fair in the Fairview Community Booth. And, as well as give us the email address one more time for those that need it.
Fairviewboxh@gmail.com.
Emily, one more question. What's, as far as the fundraising amount, but what's the goal here after you get your own cash fundraising and the grants and everything comes in, what's the goal, the total?
So our goal is to raise $20,000 with these cookbooks. This fall, we're hoping to have this piece of art turned into a puzzle.
Okay.
And so this will be our last printing of the cookbook. So once these next 750 are gone, there won't be any more. And so this definitely is a limited edition, to the cookbooks. And just so that we're going to move into some other type of activities and things to try to help raise some funds as well. Overall, I'm hoping to raise $150,000.
And it all goes to replacing the equipment, the playground equipment of the Box H Park.
Yes.
Awesome. Emily, anything we missed?
No, I just want to express my appreciation and support to all of Star Valley, especially to Fairview. And we look forward to sharing our park with all of Star Valley in the coming years.
Emily Martin in studio. And again, these fair books available at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds. You can get them this week at the Fairview Community Booth. Thanks, Emily.
Thank you.
Weekday Wake Up, SVI Radio Network.